Un grande vulcano al centro dell'isola, pinguini che scorazzano liberi, case costruite con mattoni di pietra lavica. È proprio questo il paesaggio che caratterizza l'isola abitata più remota del mondo, Tristan da Cunha. È un territorio appartenente al Regno Unito, situato nel mezzo dell'Oceano Atlantico a metà tra l'Africa e le coste sudamericane. E nonostante l'isola si trovi lontanissima dal territorio italiano, i suoi abitanti sono molto più vicini a noi di quanto si possa pensare. Sì, perché tra i cognomi degli isolani, due sono italiani, per la precisione liguri, di Camogli, Repetto e Lavarello. Scopriremo l'incredibile storia che si cela dietro questi due nomi grazie a Randall, un abitante dell'isola. Buona visione.
Hi Randall, welcome to the channel and thank you so much for being here.
Well, you're welcome.
So today we're going to talk about a really incredible story. So let's tell everyone, where are you from?
I'm from Tristan da Cunha, a small island in the South Atlantic Ocean. It's known as the world's remotest inhabited island in the world.
And how many people live there?
Approximately 241 residents.
And how long does it take to get there for a tourist?
It probably take about 7 hours, depending on weather.
And so are you all family related on the island?
Yeah, we're all fairly related on the island in somehow.
So I know a really interesting fact, and that is that you have Italian origins. Is that true? Would you like to explain us why?
Yes, well, as you know, my surname is from Italy. There was a ship called Barca Italia that hit a storm and ran aground on the other side of the island with two people called Andrea Repetto and Gaetano Lavarello, and that was in 1892. They were from Camogling. The boat Italia was built in Varanzi. So Andrea Repetto and Gaetano Lavarello decided to settle on the island and marry two islanders. Andrea Repetto married Frances Green on the 25th of February 1893, and they have 7 children. And Gaetano Lavarello married Mary Jane Glass on the 4th of October 1893. Because my grandmother's father was the son of Gaetano Lavarello, and my grandfather's father was the son of Andrea Repetto.
And so how many people nowadays have an Italian surname on the island?
There are 52 surnames at the moment on Tristan as residents. There is a couple that's living away with Italian surnames. It's 40 islanders with Repetto surname and 12 with Lavarello surname.
And is the Italian language spoken on the island?
No, no one speaks Italian.
So it's not even taught at school, I guess?
No, I don't think it have been taught at school.
Are there any streets or buildings named after Gaetano Lavarello and Andrea Repetto?
There is no streets, but our hospital is named after Camogling, where they originated from. So the old hospital was named Camogling Hospital, and the new one just built in 2016. It's Camogling Healthcare Center.
I also know that there is a museum dedicated to this. Is that right?
Yes. Well, our museum in the tourism and post office department, we have a section of Camogli. We also have a quilted banner designed to commemorate the century of the shipwreck Italia.
So just out of curiosity now, do you have restaurants or supermarkets on the island? How do you get the essentials shipped to the island?
Well, we have one supermarket, and then obviously our groceries and other stuff is shipped from Cape Town. We order from Cape Town as well as UK, but mainly Cape Town products. And we don't really have restaurants. We have a cafe, which is at the tourism department, Cafe da Cunha. And then we also have Seven Seas, which runs a takeaway or sit-in meal every Saturday at the Prince Philip Hall.
And can anyone be born on the island, or do you have to go to Cape Town to the hospital?
Years before, everyone used to be born on the island. In about 2010, 2011, they started to send ladies away to have their babies in Cape Town. And just recently, about 2 years ago, they decided to get all the equipment to have permanent midwives to deliver babies here. And I think they have delivered at least three on the island. We just had a birth about a month ago.
Do you know if in Kamali there's anything to remember this story that happened on the other side of the world?
Yes, I think in Camogli in Italy there is a museum, it's a piece sharing about the Italia and Tristan and what happened.
Why does the island have a Portuguese name if it's part of the UK?
Because it was a Portuguese guy who discovered and found the island in 1506. His name was Tristão da Cunha, and that's how it got its name.
What is the temperature there? Is it cold? Is it hot?
We do have really cold weather, and then we have some really nice weather. At the moment we are in our winter, so we got really cold weather, but also like today the sun is shining. We can reach to about 24, 26 degrees, maybe even more in our summer.
And I saw on the internet pictures of penguins. Is that true? Can you find penguins on the island?
Yes. The northern rockhopper penguin is famous for the island. You can get close to them, but you know, they always protect the territory. Next month is like nesting month for them, so they start laying their eggs.
Okay, and now I have one more question for you, Randall. Have you ever been to Italy?
I haven't been to Italy, but I'd like to go to Italy one day.
Do you know anyone on the island who's been to Italy?
I think there's been a couple, one or two islanders that's been to Italy and then been to Camogli to visit the museum. Also, I know two people from an islander that's living in Cape Town now. She have been to Italy.
Do you know what I thought about Italy?
Not sure. I know my cousin worked in Italy. She's from the islander, but she works as an English language teacher. And she enjoyed there. She stayed there for 2 years.
Good. That's really nice to hear. Okay, Randall, thank you very much. I really hope to come visit you guys one day on this remote island. And thank you everyone for watching the video.
You're welcome. And I hope that you can visit one day.
Thank you.